I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Friends, family, and waterfowling leaders from across the region are mourning the passing of retired physician, gentleman, and wood duck advocate Roger Strand. I'll tell you more about this great conservationist when we return, but first...
Hey, Fleet Farm fans, you asked, we listened. You wanted lower prices? You got them. In-store, online. We drop prices everywhere. Lower prices on summer favorites like Liquid Pool Shock, Griller's Gold Barbecue Pellets, and Airhead Towables. Lower prices on big-name pet care like Purina Tidy Cats. Lower prices on Valvoline Motor Oils. All because you said so. Look for the bright green price drop signs to find new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life. Only at Fleet Farm.
Welcome back. Roger Strand, who dedicated his retirement to decades of conservation work on behalf of wood ducks and other waterfowl, died peacefully in his sleep on June 6th at Bethesda North Point in New London. He was 87. The retired physician edited the Wood Duck Society's newsgram and wrote about Wood Duck House best practices in outdoor news for years. Over the decades, more than 60,000 wood ducks and mergansers jumped from the well-kept nesting boxes on his Stony Ridge Farm in Kandiyohi County. Since 1983, the property has hosted Prairie Pothole Day with nearly 4,000 annual attendees. Prairie Pothole Day marks its 40th year with its event this September. A renowned surgeon by occupation, Strand was a conservationist at heart, a hunter and teacher, and citizen scientist who had a seemingly insatiable appetite for nature and teaching people about it. Strand was inducted into the Minnesota Waterfowl Hall of Fame in 2012. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at OutdoorNews.com.